this order is a violation of the international law. Also, it's a very dangerous attempt against the proclamation of Latin America and the Caribbean as a zone of peace. On the other hand, what do we have? There is Cuba willing to establish a serious and, I would say, responsible dialogue with the government of the United States. This was stated a couple of days ago by Deputy Foreign Minister Carlos Fernandez de Cosío, I mean, the Cuban Deputy Foreign Minister. But what do we say? We say, well, it has to be no coercion, no pressures. This dialogue has to be based on mutual respect for sovereignty, and it has to be based on international laws, which means that we will not negotiate or have any conversation on any pressure from a foreign government.